for your word, which is solid and unshakable, even in a shaking world. We respect your word. We reverence it. We honor it. And we do not compare the holy word of God to other books. It is uncommon, and we receive it as an uncommon word from a holy God. So, Lord, bring forth your word today to touch the lives of your children. Let it not be common words from man, but let it be the true holy words of God to change the lives of man. In Jesus' name, amen. Alrighty, Psalm 92. I want to talk to you a little bit about Jericho. I'm going to be reading Psalm 92, 12 through 15. I'm going to be reading it from the New King James Version, which says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." Amen. So I want to talk a little bit about Jericho. Jericho is called, for those of you that don't know, it is called the City of Palms. And it was considered to be the first city of promise. When the children of Israel came out of the wilderness and they crossed over the Jordan to go into their promised land, it was Jericho, which was the first city that they conquered and they entered into in their promised land. So it is considered the first city of promise, and it is considered the City of Palms. And so I want to talk to you a little bit. A while back, we talked to you about the significance of the olive tree. I want to talk to you a little bit today about the significance of the palm trees. They are very, very significant in the Word of God. But before you do, I want to point out something in the scripture, for those of you that are in your Bibles. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord. If you write in your Bible, would you underline planted, please? Because I'm just going to tell you, if you're not going to be planted in the house of the Lord, you are not going to flourish or grow like God intended you to. Ever. If you take a tree or a plant of any kind and you put it in the ground and every year you pluck it up and you go move it somewhere else and then you pluck it up and you go move it somewhere else and you never leave it alone long enough to plant where it's supposed to be planted and root where it's supposed to root, it will never produce as it is intended to. It may grow, but the growth will be retarded. The growth will be stunted. The growth will never be as God intended it to be. So this is so important that you are planted. If you want to flourish in the courts, you must be planted in the house. I also want to point out, I'm not talking about this today, but I do want to say this, where it says, they shall still bear fruit in old age and be fresh and flourishing. Why? Not for you, but to declare. To declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. That is supposed to be our declaration. No matter what is going on in our lives, good or bad, our declaration should be the same, which is, God is upright. He is good. He is my rock. He is righteous. I don't care how unrighteous things may be around me, he is righteous. He is good. He is my rock. And that is my declaration. I do not go around and badmouth my God. And say things like, well, God, how could you let this happen? And sometimes this is what we do. Things start going bad, and our declaration changes. Our declaration should be exactly the same. He is upright. He is righteous. There is no unrighteousness in him. Amen? So don't let your declaration change if your circumstances do. Okay. Palms are very significant in the Bible. Very significant in the Bible. They surrounded Jesus when he entered Jerusalem. In John 12:12-13, the next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him. And they cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. And they also surround the Lamb at his throne. If you turn to Revelation, or you can just follow along up there, in Revelation 7:9-10. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, all of the nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." Palms are incredibly symbolic, very significant, and I want to talk to you about them today. They are considered, they were used for many, many things, and they were considered very, very valuable to the people. And it's why they used them to hail their king. It's why they took the palm branches and they not only hailed their king with them, but they also threw them at the feet of Jesus. When they did that, they were symbolizing that they were giving up of all of the worldly things that were valuable to them, because, "God, you are more valuable to me." Palms are incredibly significant. Whenever we take the things that are most valuable to us and we lay them at the feet of Jesus, casting our crowns before him, what we're saying is, "You're more important than anything that I have. You're more important than anything that I accomplish." And so they would take these palm branches and they would lay them at the feet of Jesus. Now, I'm going to be talking to you about the date palm, because the date palm is the one that was in that region. There's lots of different types of palms, but that was the one that was in that region. This is what the palms are significant of, or symbolic of. They're symbolic of triumph, victory, beauty, abundance, and peace. Yes, I will. They are symbolic of triumph, victory, beauty, abundance, and peace. When they talked about the land that they were going to enter into, they said, "This is a good land. This is going to be flowing with milk and honey." They were talking about the palms that were very abundant then. To the Jewish people, the palms represented a gift from God, because they were so useful in the lives of the people. The tree supplied, this one tree, now there were a lot of trees in that region, but this one tree, I want you to think about this, supplied almost all the needs of the people in that region. They attribute 360 uses to the palm tree. I want you to think about what tree you know that you could extract 360 uses out of. That's huge. That's only five short of every day of the year. It's amazing. The palms had absolutely no waste parts. Every single part of the tree was used for provision. They, obviously, it had the dates, which provided food for millions. From the trunk, they would grind it sometimes down and make it into flour for bread. Their seeds had multiple uses. They would grind them also sometimes and use it as flour for unleavened bread. They would boil them and use them for medicinal purposes. They would dry them and eat them like nuts. Sometimes they would dry them and they would use them as beads or trinkets. The sap that they would extract from the trunk, they would use for wine, or they would use it for sugar or molasses. Their leaves would be boiled to be used for vegetables, or they would manufacture them into bags or brushes or mats, baskets. There's different weights of fiber found in the trees. The coarse fibers, they would use them to make ropes or to make riggings. Mats, baskets, brooms, the thin fibers, they were able to take that and make it into sewing, for thread for sewing. Isn't that amazing? The trunk, the tall stem, they would use that as timber. The flowers on the palm were edible. They would use them in teas, or they would eat them, or they could also make them into perfumes, where the women would adorn their hairs with them. The oils had been made into both butter and into soap. So I want you to think about this one tree. This tree was incredibly valuable to these people. That's why if you had palm trees, it was abundant. They were so important that when countries went to war, they would go in and they would cut away the palm trees, because they knew that if they cut away the palm trees in the enemy's camp, that they would cause them to suffer because of the loss of provision that they would receive. The palm tree grows from within, and it grows really slow, and it grows really steady, and it grows really tall, much like we're supposed to grow. We're supposed to grow from the inside. We're supposed to grow slow and tall and consistent, closer and closer to Christ every day. They grow anywhere from 100 and 120 feet tall, and their leaves are about 20 feet long. So they are magnificent, and they are huge. Their trunks are straight, and they are tall, and they are unbroken. Do you have a picture of just a, show them a date palm. This is a young one. Their leaves are perpetually green. And you look at how high the fruit on a palm happens, way up here, over the top. And it's a bit interesting because it's very interesting how high the foliage grows away from the ground and how high the fruit grows, as far away from the earth as possible and as near to heaven as that tree can get. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to produce for the Lord fruit, you need to get away from the world as close as Jesus as you can get, because the closer you stay to the world, the less fruit you are going to produce for Christ. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green. It will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit. That is how we're supposed to be, spreading out our roots deep by the waters, perpetually green, always bearing fruit. Another thing about the palm is that the palm tree doesn't begin to bear fruit until it's been alive like 6 or 8 years. And then once it begins to bear fruit, it never stops and it bears for over a century. But it doesn't do it right away. The average lifespan of one of these trees is 100 to 150 years. And the older they get, the more fruit they bear. Show me an old palm. That first one you saw was a young one. It didn't have any fruit on it, so it had to be somewhere under 8. This is an old one. The older they get, the more fruit they bear. It's interesting to me. God had a word in this body for the older people, and I don't remember when it was, a couple of months ago, and basically what he was saying is, I'm not done with you yet. I'm not done with you yet. I'm not taking you home in a coffin. I'm taking you home in glory. And in this country, this is one of the things that this country has very backwards. In this country, we do not understand the fruit and the wealth and the riches that are in the older generation. I would not want to be in a body that did not have older people in it, because there is a wealth and there is a richness and there is a stability that they have that we don't have and that we need to be able to draw from. And just like these trees, the older we get, the more we should bear fruit. Unfortunately, what we do in this country is we put them away in homes and we say, oh, well, you're too old and we don't want you anymore. And it's totally backwards. Do you remember when we talked about the olive tree? We said the older the olive tree got, the more it emptied itself out. And the older the palm gets, the more fruitful they become. And that's how we're supposed to be. Marilyn Hickey said, everybody know who Marilyn Hickey is? Okay. Marilyn Hickey said, now I don't know how long she's been in ministry, but I'm going to say, is a long time, is a really long time. And she's had a very fruitful life with God and is still. In her 70s, she said, I saw and led more people to the Lord than I did in the entire life of my ministry. In her 70s. And just recently, she, I don't remember where she was. She's 80. And she said, in one day in my 80s, more people got saved than even in my 70s and in the entire life of my ministry. Why? Because the older you get, the more you should be bearing fruit for the Lord, just like the palm trees. Not only, and this is cool too, not only do they bear more fruit when they get older, they bear their best fruit. Their very best fruit is when they're older. As we get older in the Lord, we should not be only be bearing more fruit, we should be bearing our best fruit. Our fruit should be more mature. Our fruit should be sweeter. I don't know if you've noticed this, but some of the fruit that you bear in when you're young is a little bit more bitter than the fruit that you bear when it's a little bit older, a little bit more mature. Another thing about the palm is it continues to grow upward even when it is completely loaded down by weights. Jericho, the city of palms. We need to be able, just like the word that came forth today from the Lord, I want to strengthen you. Why? Because when we are loaded down with weights, we should still be able to grow upward under the power of God. Because God comes to strengthen us. In Psalm 145:14, I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. Bent beneath their loads. Sometimes we get bent beneath our load. And sometimes we get bent beneath the load, which is fruit. And let the Lord comes and he says, I will strengthen you. And you will continue to grow upward, not outward, not deformed because of the weight. We should continue to be able to grow upward underneath that weight. It grows and it thrives in many climates, palms do, but especially in the desert. That's where they really, really grow and thrive, is in the desert. We should be like the palm and not die in the desert. We should be able to grow and thrive. And the reason that they can do that is because they have a phenomenally deep root system. Some of you know about the palms and how they grow, and their roots grow so, so deep. They dig down and they look for the wells of water that are way beneath the surface. They have this tap root and it just keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and it never stops digging until it finds what it needs to survive, and that's how we're supposed to be. We need to have that tap root in us. I don't care how dry my life gets. I don't care how dry my relationships get. I don't care how bad it gets. I'm going to keep driving deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until I find the rivers of living water, which are Christ Jesus, which is what I need not only to survive, but it's what I need to thrive. It's what I need to bear fruit that is going to remain. It's what I need to remain perpetually green and fresh, didn't it just say? I loved this. They shall be fresh and flourishing, bearing fruit in old age. Not just, the book Andy's reading is called The Zombie Church. And I tell you, we shouldn't be zombies. We should be fresh. We should be flourishing. Even in desert places, in John 7:37, Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He's not always going to just come hand you a cup of water. Sometimes you're going to have to dig your root down deep, and you're going to have to go find his supernatural wells, his supernatural aquifers of the deep to drink from. It isn't just going to be that you walk in here and, woohoo, I have this great word, or Brandy comes up and says something, and you're just like, wow, I feel great. You know what? Sometimes you're going to go to church, and all the things that used to just make you feel so full aren't going to do it anymore. And you know what that means? That means, like a palm, you better start going deep. You better find your own aquifer. You better find the rivers of living water for you instead of just grabbing them from everybody else around you. Palms are also supernatural in storms. They are absolutely supernatural. They do things in storms that other trees never do. When a palm gets in a storm, the outside forces that push it, that pull it, that cause it to bend, actually cause the root system beneath to grow deeper. When those forces come, it actually engages something in those roots. They begin to set into activity and they set themselves deeper, which is how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be set into motion. When things get hairy, my roots should start immediately. I need to set them into motion. I need to start going deeper. And the harder it gets up here, the deeper they're going to go down here. Not just sitting here stationary going, well, I hope I'm deep enough that it's going to work itself out. Our roots need to immediately get into motion, which is what happens with the palm trees. They don't uproot. They don't break in a storm. Not only because of their root system, but because of their trunk, they have this elasticity, this fiber in them that causes them to bend and not break. There's something about them. They have this. Do you have one of them in the storm? See how they bend? And they not only bend at the top, but if you ever see these in hurricane force winds, the entire trunk system can bend and not break. Any other trees, they get uprooted in the storm, they get enough wind, they snap, but the palm, there's enough elasticity in it that it will just bend. And it doesn't matter what direction the wind blows, it doesn't matter if it's blowing this way and then it turns around and blows the other way, it just bends, and it just bends, and it just bends, and it never breaks. And not only does it bend, but whenever it comes out of one of these storms, the more that thing bends, when it's upright, it bears more fruit because of the bending. A palm tree that has been through a hurricane, when it comes upright, will yield more fruit than one that's never been through one. And that's how we should be also. We should be able to bend in any direction that the wind may blow. And no matter how hard it blows, and we shouldn't break, and our root system shouldn't come up out of the ground. And when we're done with our bending, we shouldn't be like other trees that have been completely stripped of their fruit and take years to produce again, or maybe never produce fruit again. We should be able to bend underneath that. And when we come upright, we should be able to bear more fruit because of the bending. That's how we're supposed to be as those palms. They have this ability to flex that is supernatural. Regardless of the direction, they'll bend. And the roots will go deeper. And the fruit will become more. And what's interesting about the palms is although they used to be abundant, now they are profoundly rare. And I would have to say that's very indicative of what I see now in churches. It is very rare. It is the remnant. It is the remnant that can bend and still bear fruit and still keep its root system down deep. It is the remnant that can bear more fruit because of the bending that it's been in. Not, I can't bear any fruit. It's the remnant. It's you guys. Jericho is a city of palms. And when I look around, I see a lot of palm trees. A lot of them. In Romans 8, 18 through 19, the Word of God says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." You are not going to break. You may be bent into a pretzel right now, but you're not going to break. You may be heavy laden under so much weight, but the Lord will come and he will stand you upright again. And you will bear more fruit for the bending when he puts you upright again, if you will just trust him in the process. If you will not just sit and freak out when the storms hit, but you will immediately take however deep your roots are and start going deeper, you're going to be just fine. And as the pulling is stretching you this way and your roots are growing deeper that way, you're going to be just fine. And you're going to bear more fruit because of it. Amen? Amen. Father God, I thank you so much. Thank you that we will flourish like the palm, that we will bend and we will not break, that we are provision for people around us. As you are provision for us, Lord Jesus, we are provision for those around us. Just like there were 360 ways that the palm could be used for provision of your people, Father, there are even more ways than that. Then you seek for us to be provision to those around us. And so, Father, we go deep. No matter what the storms are around us, Lord God, we will put our root systems deep and we will dig for living water. We will bear fruit and we will be perpetually green because we trust in you. We will, Father God, reach closer toward heaven every day, seeking to keep our eyes ever upon you, Lord Jesus. We will not break in storms, but we will become more abundant because of them. I thank you, Lord God, that you are good and your love endures forever. Lord, I ask you to bless your children today with the confidence, Father God, that they can bend, but they will not break. That the winds may blow, but Satan cannot uproot them from what they know in you. And that, Father, no matter how old they are, they will bear fruit for you. That you, Father God, may receive all of the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.